Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. But we're going a little bit further today on our show. We're talking about art and we're talking about New Mexico. Those two go together very well. But often, you know, we think about, I want to have an opportunity to purchase some of the Native American art directly from the artists from a market that specializes in working with those artists. So if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Jack Sturgeon with Skip Maisel's Indian Art and Craft. So let's pick it back up where he starts talking about some of the different art you can find there at the store. Here's Jack.
People that would have used the war bonnets were more Plains Indians type. Mm-hmm. But the Navajo people who live here, they're very industrious. They make everything. Mm-hmm. Everything we have is something that's recent made. Mm-hmm. Replicas of what would have been.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have any old things, or do you have any antique jewelry or anything like that?
We typically have a case of what we call estate jewelry, mm-hmm. which is some older pieces.
Okay.
Some of it, most of it Native American, mm-hmm. but occasionally you can find pearl earrings in there. Navajo are very good weavers. They mm-hmm. All the blankets, all the rugs we have there on the wall are Navajo hand-woven mm-hmm. rugs. We also carry Mexican textiles too.
Okay. So are those rugs, or are they, I think I call them blankets, but they're rugs.
They are rugs.
Okay. And different sizes, it looks like?
We've got all Navajo rugs that are placemat size all the way up to bigger than 8x10 rugs.
Wow. And the symbols that I see on them, do they have meanings, or do they stand for something in particular?
There's both. There's a lot of them that are just geometric designs, mm-hmm. but there are rugs that have special meaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just looking. So can you share with me what some of the meanings are?
Well, there were rugs that were used to cover hogan doors. A hogan is a traditional Navajo dwelling. Typically, it's 8-sided, very round in shape, mm-hmm. and the door would face east in the morning, and they'd use a Navajo rug to cover the door.
So was there a door? Was that what the door was?
Was actually that was the door?
That was the door. Was the rug? Oh, great, fascinating. And now, did they have windows there? Is that what some of the smaller ones would have been used for, to cover windows?
Typically, they didn't have windows.
Mm-hmm. So it's just
that's more of a Western
addition
yes.
to dwellings. Okay. And now let's move on to the pottery, because that is just so beautiful. I've always loved pottery as a personal preference. I always really like that.
Well, in our store we have two groups of pottery. We have a very traditional pottery mm-hmm. on one side of the store, and on the other side we have commercial clay that's poured in molds, but still all done by the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
We have 19 pueblos in New Mexico. Most of which produce some sort of pottery, and we try and have some by each one of the pueblos.
Is there one pueblo that does more pottery than something else, or is it just pretty much right across the 19 of them?
No, Acoma and Jemez are probably the two largest producers of pottery, and they're mm-hmm. very different styles because geographically they're very far apart.
Mm-hmm.
Acoma also has a very white clay, so mm-hmm. they're known for that white clay. And it's what people think of when they think of an Indian pot.
Hmm, okay. And what do people think of generally? What's the typical thought?
Typically a large white hoya mm-hmm. with black and orange designs on it.
Mm-hmm. And so then the ones that are the clay color, where do they come from then?
Well, that's back to the Jemez Pueblo, where there's lots of red clay.
Okay.
It's a volcanic mountain. Mm-hmm. And they have this very viscous red clay that they work with.
So really, when you see the colors in it, really just was based on what they had available, not any dyes or anything like that added to it.
Absolutely. They always work with the local materials.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see also designs on the pottery. I see also, too, not only geometric shapes, but also see some animal shapes and what looks like it might be leaves or flowers or something like that. So those have symbols and meanings as well.
It's not unusual to decorate with what you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's birds, there's feathers, which brings us back to the fact that it's a very arid climate.
Mm-hmm.
You do effigies of birds and feathers, and that'll bring water.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that the rugs were actually used as doors. Were the pottery, was it actually used as maybe to store foods, to store water, things like that?
For storing and for cooking.
Oh, cooking as
yes.
well. So these pots are strong enough to be over fire?
Not by our standards.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, though, they were used for storage, for long-term storage.
Mm-hmm.
And also to cook in. But by our standards, what we're selling you is art.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Different life expectancy.
Now, I also see some of the pottery that's in a black color, a very dark color. Would that be also too just natural, or is that something that's dyed?
Well, there's three different pueblos that that do the black pottery. And typically it's the Santa Clara Pueblo, the San Ildefonso Pueblo, and the Santo Domingo Pueblo. It's all red clay, but if it's fired correctly, it will oxidize and turn black.
So tell me a little bit then about visitors coming in. So anyone can just come in. I think you said that you guys do sell to the public, although you do sell wholesale to stores. So people visiting Albuquerque, they can just stop by at any time, or what are your hours? Tell me a little bit about how people can come and see all of the amazing things that are here to purchase and take back for themselves as well as for friends and family.
Well, we're open Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. or Monday through Saturday, excuse me, 9 to 5:30, and anybody can come in.
Thanks again.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay, is there a website? People can check you out there?
There is a website. It's skipmazels.com,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a shopping cart website. It's very difficult to catalog all this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they can contact us through it, and they can get an overview of what we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. And what are your prices range? I mean, are people coming in, you said it's mostly artwork, so is this very high-end kind of, you know, people need to check with their banks before they leave, or can we all find something that we can take back?
We've got earrings for as little as $4.50
okay.
to Navajo rugs for as much as $20,000. So we got something for everybody.
And there's paintings too. Actually, we didn't talk about those. Tell me a little bit about those.
Well, what we were looking at there are actually santeros. They're religious icons mm-hmm. that are painted on boards. Much more of a northern New Mexico form of artwork rather than Native American. But we also have a lot of paintings that are done in watercolor and acrylic and oil by Native Americans as well.
Mm-hmm. And also too, sculptural type things too.
Lots of kachinas, both mm-hmm. Navajo and Hopi. Actually, most of the pueblos do some sort of kachina, so we've mm-hmm. probably got three or four different pueblos represented with kachinas.
Okay. And I see a basket there. Is that very much basket making?
Unfortunately, no. There's not a lot of people doing baskets because, frankly, people won't pay for the time involved in making one.
But did the people of this area, were they basket makers or more just pottery?
Almost everybody made baskets.
Amazing again. I'll tell you, when I was there in that store, I think I spent about 2.5 hours there just looking. I mean, I think everybody knows I love to shop. Yes, I do. I'll raise my hand on that one. But, you know, it's amazing when you can go to a place and just also learn a lot about the different cultures or different traditions and see it through something that you love. See it through art. I mean, the culture actually speaks to you. You know, we talk a lot of times about what is culture. It's great when it can come alive in something like art. So if you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you want to go check out Skip Mazels for sure. And again, that website is skipmazels.com. And Mazel is spelled M-A-I-S-E-L-S. Now, when we come back, I have a story that I want to share with you guys about space and place and thinking about what home means and how we're so connected to what we call home. The homes maybe where we grew up, as well as the home where maybe we move to later in life, but how that is really connected to really who we are. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk all about that. And I have a special interview, a special conversation that I had with someone while I was in New Mexico talking about that. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Give them a call at 912-223-6515. Just go ahead and book that vacation. This is Travel Bags. Back in a minute.